works. Working. What is it's working? What's up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another weekly edition of Shredding Social with my good friend Joe Wilson. I wanted to sing there, but we all know that I can't sing, so we're just going after it. But Joe, I'm excited. It's another week. We do this, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't already know this, we do this every single Tuesday. Joe and I are coming at you with really just the best tips when it comes to social media. This is our lives. This is with Social Coach and Shred. We continually see the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to social media.
You're looking at the ugly right here. So there you go.
We had a little technical issue this morning, but Joe figured it out. We got the cameras working. Always. But I'm excited for our conversation today, Joe, especially so many people misunderstand social media. I mean, it was created as a social platform, a way to build relationships. Let's talk about how do you actually make friends? Is it possible to make friends on social media, Joe?
You know, Josh, I was trying to think like back to the first time you and I met and how did we actually meet? Like, did we know each other online first? I think so, before we actually met years and years ago. And it's probably true. If not, it was through a friend or something like that. We met socially, right?
Yeah.
There are other people that I have really good, dear friends that I have literally never met because we've been friends for years through LinkedIn, just common connections, making posts. And I'm going to share a story real quick. And I hope this highlights, you probably have a million examples like this too, but this is a kind of funny one. It just literally happened yesterday. And I know we talked about this guy last week, but he's a good buddy, but our buddy, Fobby, first option. So Fobby texts me yesterday. And by the way, again, never met the guy in person.
You've never met Fobby in person?
Literally never met him. What? But like, we text, we send memes, we're buds, right? We've done each other's podcasts, we do just video calls, we just vibe together, right? We're friends, but we met through social media. So anyway, the funny story here is he texts me, he goes, Joe, I got to talk to you, like, because I can't text this. I'm like, oh, what's going on? Yeah. Anyway, and this may sound a little weird, and I'll probably embarrass you, Fobby, and that's okay, bud. You're just going to deal with it. Anyway, he said he had this dream about me the night before. I'm like, okay, this is starting really weird. But he said, so in the dream, I was a missionary in Iran and I had gotten put in prison and he had to come save me from it. And he was saying, it was just really funny, but he's a guy that like actually diaries his dreams and to see patterns and try to figure out how that works for his life. It's awesome. But he was saying how, you know, I think it's the whole Ramadan thing, like fasting is getting to him, which shout out to our Muslim friends. Happy Ramadan, my friends, and to our Christians. Happy Easter, and to our Jewish friends, happy Passover. I don't know how to say all these things properly, but this is a special time of year for everybody.
As you said, this is a cool time of year for everybody.
Yeah.
That was really funny. Yeah. This is one of I'm glad you brought this up. We all love Fobby. Fobby, if you guys don't follow his show,
Laugh.
Yeah, something like that. Sorry, Fob. We messed that one up. And I'm going to post a link below to Fobby's. But he is one of those people that's just so much fun to know that, again, you guys have never met in person. I've met Fobby in person. He's truly one of those people that I absolutely love seeing in person. But the fact that you guys have this relationship, like a deep, lasting, like common bond over social media, it just goes to show. And you and I did. I think you and I first met over social media. Like that's where our relationship, you and I, of course, have met in person. But so many people, I have so many people, so many friends, so many like people that I have like true relationships with via social media. Most of my relationships start on social media. But there's a way to truly build relationships the right way, Joe, and then there's a wrong way. So many people I see, the hardest thing that really gets to me when I see, especially companies or like people telling like, oh, you need to be on social media to get more deals. You need more opportunity. If you're not using social media for building your business, you're doing it wrong. And I'm like, I was gonna say big asterisk there because yes, I absolutely agree. We all want to build, but at the same time, it's about building relationships. When Zuck started Facebook, when these other platforms were started, it was about building relationships. It was about, you know, really interacting with people. That's what it was all about. Yes, we all want to utilize it to build our business, to strengthen relationships, but at the same time, like if you're doing it in the wrong way, if it's all business all the time, Joe, I'm tuning you out. Like I just don't care.
No. You got to be, you treat it like your real life. You know, if all you ever did was just say, I'm a loan officer and rates are 4.5% today, like no one's going to care. Right. And I do. And I'm sure you guys have friends that are just like that in real life too. And it's kind of like, yeah, I can deal with you sometimes, but not all the time. Right. and you're not going to be a close friend. You may not even refer them business because they're just kind of annoying.
Right.
But if you're showing your personal side, you're making true relationships, true friendships through the use of social media, and whether they're in your community or across the country, it doesn't really matter. I mean, obviously, if you're a loan officer and you're licensed in certain states, you probably want to stick it to people in your area. But you know, showing your personal side, showing the whole piece of you, or the whole every side of you, I guess it is. Not okay. That's
whoa,
not,
Joe.
You went there, not me. That was not me. That was not the intention. But you know, like every facet of your life is important to be able to make those connections.
Yes.
Right. And that's the whole point of this, is you never know what's going to connect with somebody.
Oh yeah.
And you know, maybe it is talking about your religion, which you got to be careful with. It's what you like to do on the weekend. Maybe it's mountain biking. Maybe it's baking. You know, who knows what it is that's going to connect with that person on the other side of the phone, but make it something that is real and personal about you, and you'll end up making good relationships that will then translate to offline relationships, in-person relationships that then may hopefully eventually turn into deals for you.
That's just it. It's, you have to look at the long-term game of social media, that if you're just going on social to get deals immediate, you're trying to fill that pipeline. You're saying, hey, you know, rates are at 5% or rates are this, blah, 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 blah. Like, people just don't care. Like, for the most part, every once in a while, you'll get lucky. The problem is every once in a while, because you get super lucky putting out one post like that, you get a deal and you're like, well, I need to be posting about rates more. I need to be, and it's like, no, that's not it. You're building these relationships. And you, if you've done it the right way, when you do make that, I always talk about jab, 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 right hook by Gary Vaynerchuk, because if you're building it up in the right way, if you've created that relationship, that trust, that confidence, when you do throw that right hook on occasion, watch fighters. I love UFC. I love watching boxing, because everybody just thinks that sometimes it's guys and gals beating each other's brains out, but it's not. It's so methodical. Like, watching and coming from somebody who has fought and somebody coming who's like learned the art of like fighting, like, there's a lot that goes into it. And you know, you're not just throwing right hooks all the time. You're not throwing haymakers. You tire yourself out. Your opponent gets opportunities to knock you out. You learn when is right. And it's like, that's the time. Same thing with social media. You will know as you start to see the engagement, as you're building these relationships, you'll know, hey, now's a great time. And now with rates and things and the market the way it is, you're like, yeah, now's maybe a good time to educate, not to do it in a salesy, sleazy way, but it's like, hey, because I love you, because I've been posting about my family and this is an extension of me on social, of course I'm going to share this with the world.
Oh, so. Yeah. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. We have to talk about your business still. People need to remember you when it's time for them to do a loan, whether that's buy a house, maybe refinance, maybe get a HELOC right now. You know, everyone has a ton of equity in their homes. You know, everybody, but a lot of people. And, you know, that's maybe a good thing we need to talk about, is accessing that, unlocking the equity in your home, right? But doing things like that can help people better their lives, and doing that in a way, you know, talking about different types of content that you can create to help people with their lives will also help you connect and create those relationships. So Josh, let's talk about this though. So we're talking a lot about posting. We're talking about like making friends, but like, how do you make that first step of like, okay, I've identified that Josh looks like a dude that probably would be pretty chill and I would like to be friends. Right. And then I don't want to like, you know, just necessarily start, go and be like, hey, let's go grab some lunch this week, because we've never met before. Like, what's your first step in like becoming friends with somebody? What are the mechanics of that?
Okay. So I'm so glad you brought this up, because, and I'd love your thoughts on this, but my mechanics, I'm a very upfront person. Like, I'm that type of person, like, and everybody's a little bit different, but for most people, it's just going and starting to engage with content. If you see somebody, you're like, hey, Joe's a chill dude. Like, I've seen an Instagram post of his, maybe it came up, like, so it's like, all right, I'm going to go engage. And I'm actually going to do a little bit of due diligence, like getting like, is Joe somebody, maybe just from one post, you think he's cool, but then you really dive in, you're like, wow, this guy's a weirdo. Like, never mind, I'm out.
Very true.
But then I'm very upfront. And one of my favorite things to do, and anybody knows who I built a relationship with, a lot of times what I'll do in the very, very beginning, I actually send them a message, like on, whether it's on Instagram or LinkedIn or on Facebook, I actually send them a video message, like legit. Even if I've never met you before, this is me though. Again, some people are going to shoot them like, hey, Joe, I love your content. Would love to just connect one day, maybe do a Zoom call. But I love video. I love this type of like being able to share content. So I'll send them like, hey, Joe, this is Josh. We've never met before, but I love what you're doing. And I seriously would just love the opportunity to connect sometime. Like, number one, now I've put myself in a very vulnerable position, very vulnerable, but I'm showing them I'm willing to open up to that. And what I find very, very quickly is if they respond with a video, oh, we're on the same page now. Yeah. Like cool. Sometimes though, somebody will message me back, hey, Josh, yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like that is not their medium. They don't like to communicate that way. But that's how I start, Joe. So how do you start a conversation, or like, how do you start a relationship on Facebook?
I love that. I think, you know, social media, I think really what it starts with is just commenting on their posts, right? Yeah. Thoughtful, meaningful comments. We talked about this last week. You know, I use that CCQ method, commonality, question, or a compliment, right? And one of those three things are always the comments that I have for people, right? And as you do those things, you find out more about that next person. And, you know, you don't, and Josh, like, you brought up a good point. You're not necessarily going to vibe with everybody, right? It's not going to, you're not supposed to be friends with every single person. You can be friendly with everybody. You don't have to be friends with everybody. And you don't have to be friends with the people that you do business with necessarily. But I think it is a great, great first step for me is always just commenting on people's posts and seeing if they respond and how they respond. And then they'll start posting on mine, right? And it does, it moves to the DMs pretty quick, right? You got to like reach out. If there's somebody that you really want to get to know, if you're a loan officer and there's a top agent in your area, are you going to message them? You should be. If you're not, stop being a wuss, right? Like, just do it. It's not going to hurt anything to say, hey, loved your last post. Something as simple as that. Or like, tell me more about this listing that you've got going on. Or how did you get this listing? Or how did you know these guys? Or whatever the case is. Think of something that can connect the two of you. Make that relationship. And don't, you know, the biggest thing, honestly, is don't do a hard sell up front.
No.
Nobody wants a hard sell. Nobody wants a pitch. And don't talk about yourself. Talk about them.
Yep.
You know, I get, and Josh, I'm sure you're the same. And dude, I'm sure everyone who's tuning into this is the same. I get probably 5 to 10 to 20 LinkedIn DMs a day from random people. And, you know, on occasion, I'll even respond to them because, like, you got to help somebody sometimes. But it's, hey, I do this. My company does that. I can do this for you. It's like, no, don't do that. Get to know me and figure out what my problems are. And if our problems, you can solve them, right?
Oh,
it's the same thing with a relationship. Don't be like, oh, I live here. I drive this car. I go golfing here, whatever the case is. Learn about them first. People love to talk about themselves. Let them talk about themselves.
Yes, dude. Okay, Joe, this is the, and as we start to wrap this up, I want to end on this because this is so critical. If you're reaching out to somebody like, oh, this realtor's a big deal. If you're reaching out for the pure business, it's never going to go well. Find a commonality with somebody. Start, especially if you're just starting this journey of building relationships. It is a little bit different. We do live in a social world. We spend so much time on these. Like sometimes we become like inept of how to build relationships. Like it's like starting, it's like, you almost have to think about it. Like you're starting in real life. How would you approach somebody? How would you approach a conversation? Like, I know most of you are terrible at pickup lines, but like, think about that before you go into a stupid pickup line.
Friend pickup line.
Yeah. Like, dude, Joe, that's a whole nother show. We think about like good pickup lines for social, but like, find somebody you actually want to build a relationship with. Find somebody because you actually like, man, Joe does have like, the dude lives in California. The dude loves the beach. He's got family. Like, find some commonalities like Joe talked about. Find something you can talk about more than just business. If you're just like, hey, dude, real estate's booming right now. I can help you in that area. You're out. Like, you're absolutely discredited. I'm not going to be like, hey, dude, thanks for the message. But yeah, you know what? Clearly not jiving. So I love what you said there, Joe. Guys, building relationships is not as complicated. Making friends on social, so many opportunities are out there, but focus on the friendship. Focus on the relationship, that trust, that confidence first, and then opportunities will come. Joe and I have seen it. We know they're going to be there. We know you want to build your business. We understand that, but start with friends first, and then we'll go from there. So, Joe, anything else on that?
No, dude. I think, you know, you're a great example is Josh, and I know that, you know, we've grown most of our business through social media, if not all of it.
Yeah.
And so it is possible. We're both walking testaments of this. So make it happen. You can do it. Anybody can do it. If we can do it, anybody can do it.
True that. That's that. If Joe and I can do it, if we can build companies on social media, any of you can do it. So guys, with that, make sure you tune in every single week, Tuesdays at noon Mountain, 11 Pacific, 2 Eastern. Yes, I got it on that one.
1 Central.
Let's go. I forgot. I don't care. Nobody lives in Central.
I like Central.
I guess Texas isn't it. But as always, we'll be here every single week shredding social with you guys. And if you have questions or if you want something you want us to talk about, send us a message and we'll get it. So with that, Joe, you're awesome. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate all of you guys. And big week to come. See ya.
Bye.